From Jeremiah chapter 33 tonight, and I've been preaching through the book of 1 Timothy, but I just feel strongly impressed to take this passage of Scripture and preach what the Lord has impressed on my heart tonight. Jeremiah chapter 33, it's a familiar passage of Scripture, but I want you to stand with us tonight, and I hope it's a help and encouragement to somebody for the glory of God. Jeremiah 33, and I want you to notice with me in verse number 1. The Bible says, "Moreover, the word of the Lord came unto Jeremiah the second time, while he was yet shut up in the court of the prison, saying, Thus saith the Lord, the maker thereof, the Lord that formed it to establish it, the Lord is his name. Call unto me, and I will answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not." Heavenly Father, Lord, I want to thank you tonight for the Word of God. I want to thank you tonight for the privilege we do have to pray and call you our Father. Thank you for the people. Thank you of God. Thank you for the good singing that we've heard tonight in your presence. God, you have been so real to us in this place all throughout this day. And I ask you now, Lord, if you would, to take and speak to us and speak through us. Help your people tonight. Most of all, glorify your name. Glorify yourself. And we'll praise you for it. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen and amen. You can be seated tonight. I want you to notice with me here in this passage of Scripture tonight. I want you to see how this Scripture unfolds. First of all, I want you to notice the Scriptures here. The Bible says in verse number 1, "Moreover, the word of the Lord came." Now, in just a moment, we'll see why that's so important. But isn't it an amazing thing about where the word of God goes to? The word of God can go places that you and I cannot go. The Word of God can go into the prison house. The Word of God can go into the hearts of men and women. I'm thankful that God's Word can go where you and I cannot go. Amen. It speaks in ways that we cannot speak, and it does things that you and I cannot do. And we come to this passage of Scripture tonight, we cannot overlook the Scriptures. Amen. We have the written Word. But in the Old Testament, outside the Pentateuch, besides that, they had the spoken Word of God. The Word of God would come through the words of a prophet. And here we see a prophet that needs a word from God. You know, even preachers need help every now and then. Amen. I'm telling you, God knows how to speak to His people. God knows how to speak to His preachers, His prophets. Amen. He knows how to minister to everybody. And I just want to stop and say I'm thankful that in 2026 we still have a copy of the Word of God. Amen. I'm telling you, you didn't come to see me, and I didn't come to see you, and you didn't come to hear me. We come to hear from heaven, amen? And we come to hear from God. Isn't that right? I'm telling you, I want to meet with the Lord, and I want to feel His presence, sure, but I want to hear from heaven. And so in this passage of Scripture tonight, we see the Scripture. And then I want you to notice the second time, amen? The Bible said, "Moreover, the word of the Lord came." Here's the servant Jeremiah, came unto Jeremiah the second time. Now that's interesting, because God has a servant, and God has spoken to His servant. He's been in prison, but God is going to speak to him a second time. You know, I'm glad God will give a man a message, and He'll give him another message. I'm glad the Word of God, it'll speak to you today, but thank God it'll speak to you tomorrow. Amen? I'm telling you, the preaching will help you. I hope the preaching helped you this morning. I hope it helps you tonight. But I'm going to tell you something. When you get up in the morning, if you'll take time to open your Bible and read your Bible, the preacher will be nowheres around. But I'm telling you, it's not the preacher that's helping you. It's the Word of God that helps you today, and it'll be the Word of God that'll help you tomorrow. Amen. I'm thankful we have a Bible that we can read, that we can study, that we can memorize. And so we see here that it came the second time, and we see the servant, we see the Scriptures, we see the second time, and then we see the shackles. Notice this. The Bible said, "While he was yet shut up in the court of the prison." Now, I want to tell you something about that verse tonight. Jeremiah may have been shackled by this world, but he wasn't shackled from God. Amen? I'm telling you, the world had put him in prison, but God is still speaking to Jeremiah. God is still talking to Jeremiah. And what that tells me is it doesn't matter where you're at in life. It doesn't matter what you're facing. It doesn't matter what you're going through. The Word of God can come to where you're at and can help you right where you are tonight. You may be here and say, well, Brother Gravely, I'm going through some deep waters, and there's people here tonight, a lot of people are going through deep waters tonight. But I want to tell you, the Word of God will be your help. The Word of God will speak to you. Listen, family, friends, others may walk away. Others may not understand what you're going through. But God knows how to visit you right where you're at. This world may seem like it boxes all in sometimes. Amen. And I'm telling you, there have been times when I felt like my back was against the wall, and I felt like I had nowhere to turn. That's when I opened the pages of God's Word, and God knows how to speak to us like nobody else. Amen. Isn't it amazing how God can take the same book and the same verses that you and I have read over and over, and then He makes them fresh and new, and He hangs it on our heart and helps us in a way that nobody else can. And you already knew the verse before you read it, but it became real to you today. That's why you ought to read your Bible every single day. I don't care if you read one chapter, four chapters, or 10 chapters. Just read the Bible. Amen? Some days you may just read one chapter. Some days you may read 20 chapters. It doesn't really matter. Just get something from God. Read till you hear from heaven. Amen? And I see here the shackles. And then I see here not only that, but I see the sovereignty. Look at verse number 2. Here's what the Word of the Lord has to say to Jeremiah. Thus saith the Lord. Now that's enough right there, isn't it? Two of us agree with that. Three of us. Sorry, forgot to count myself. But I'm going to tell you something. When you're in prison, when you're shackled, when you're boxed, you say, Brother Gravely, I'm not in prison. You may not be locked up in the county jail. You may not be locked up in the prison house, some penitentiary. I'm telling you, there's some times where you feel like you're just shackled. You just feel like you're in a vice. You just feel like you're in a place where you can't get out of, and it seems like a prison. And I'm going to tell you something. When God, thus saith the Lord, when you hear from God, it makes all the difference in the world. What I notice about verse number 2 is that the Lord's name is mentioned 3 times in this one verse. Thus saith the Lord, the maker thereof, the Lord that formed it, to establish it. The Lord is His name. This is what Jeremiah is hearing why he's in prison. I'm going to tell you, when you're in a tough spot, when you're in a low spot, and you start hearing from God, God starts speaking to you, and He just reminds Jeremiah, He's the maker thereof. He's the one that formed this world and established it. The Lord is His name. I'm going tell you, when you find out God is all you got, you also find out He's all that you need. Hallelujah. He's all I need when I'm up, and He's all I need when I'm down. He's all I need when I'm weak. He's all I need when I'm strong. He's all I need for today, and He'll be all I need for tomorrow, and He'll be all I need for the next hilltop, and He'll be all I need for the next storm. I'm telling you, Jesus Christ, the Lord is His name. He is, and He always has been, all that I need. Hallelujah. I want to say tonight, I see here the sovereignty in this verse. But we come to verse number 3, and I see the strength that's in this one verse. I want to preach a few minutes tonight on hope in a hopeless situation. Because Jeremiah is in what looks like a hopeless situation. He cannot help himself. There's nobody to help him. There's nobody to get him out of the prison that he is in. And the Lord visits Jeremiah. God will visit you in your time of need. And He gives Jeremiah the assurance of His Word. He comes a second time. He speaks unto him. But when we get to verse number 3, verse number 3 is the key text of this chapter. But it's also the key text of Jeremiah's life, and it's the key text of all of our life. God extends an invitation to him in this verse. He doesn't unlock the prison house. He doesn't set Jeremiah free. He doesn't get Jeremiah out. But He gives him what he needs to give him strength for the journey. And I want to tell you, that's what God always does. He gives us what we need to give us strength for the journey. Has God ever helped you when you felt like you were hopeless? Has God ever picked you up? The psalmist said, He's the lifter up of my head. I'm telling you, when your head's down, God needs to, He knows how to reach down and take that eternal finger
and just one word of His mouth or just His presence, He knows how to lift your head up. Amen. The psalmist said, I'll lift mine eyes unto the hills from which cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord. I'm going to tell you, if it wasn't for God, we'd all went under. If it wasn't for God, every single one of us would have drowned. The devil knows what it would take to take every one of us out, but there's somebody standing between me and him, and the devil may box you in. But I'm going to tell you something. He can't shackle you so much that God don't know how to set you free. Just His presence. Amen. I'd rather be locked up in prison with the presence of God as to be roaming free and no God anywhere's around. But God shows up and said, Jeremiah, I've got an invitation for you. I want to preach on that invitation because that is the hope that we have in hopeless situations. And notice, first of all, in this invitation, the plea here. God says to him, call. I'm telling you, God says, Jeremiah, call. I'm glad that we can call upon the Lord. Romans 10, verse 13, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And I know when we quote that verse, and rightfully so in context, we're thinking about eternal salvation and missing from hell, and that is right. But I want to tell you tonight, you don't just call on Him when you get saved, you call on Him after you get saved. Amen? And the reason you call on Him after you get saved is because you found out that if He can rescue your soul from hell, there's not a situation, there's not a circumstance, there's not a problem that what God will not reach down if you'll just call. Amen. I'm telling you, God opens that invitation. He says, come unto me, all ye that labor heavy laden. I'm glad we can call on the name of the Lord tonight. Can I ask you a personal question? You don't have to answer it. How's your prayer life? Prayer is an invitation to God to work in those areas of your life. Do you invite God to work in those areas of your life? Have you called on the Lord today? Just a little bit of prayer changes everything, doesn't it? Changes our perspective, changes our problems, changes the situation. We're not Catholics tonight. We don't believe in doing penance, amen. God never asked us to do penance, but He did ask us to. God is sending a plea out. He doesn't even have to plea. He could have just said, here's what prayer will do, and if you want to pray, go ahead. But God does more than that. He's the one pleading with Jeremiah. Call. God said, hey, I want you to call. The truth of the text is God is more in a rested in prayer than we are praying most of the time. God opens the door in Hebrews chapter 4. He said, let us therefore come boldly, that means freely, unto the throne of grace and mercy, that we might find grace to help in time of need. I'm telling you, God opens the door and He says, I want you to come anytime. He neither slumbers nor sleeps. Take thy burden to the Lord and leave it there. If you've got a burden, He's got the answer. If you've got a burden, He said, cast all care upon me, for I care for you. The Bible said in Psalms, cast thy burden upon the Lord, and He shall sustain thee. God wants to bear our burdens. He wants to hear our prayers. He is sending out the plea. Would you call? Hallelujah. Here's the plea. God's pleading with His children. He said, if my people which are called by my name will humble themselves and pray, seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, God said, then will I hear from heaven and forgive their sins and heal their land. God, the plea, I ask you tonight, have you pleaded with God? Because God's pleading with us. There's the plea. Then there's the person calling to me. God could have sent an angel to take care of our burdens. He could have sent Michael. He could have sent Gabriel. He could have sent some angel. He could have sent an Old Testament patriarch, but He doesn't do that. No, God said He's a personal God. God said, I want you to call unto me. You see, you can't call the president. You can try as many times, but you can't get to the president. There's barriers. There's people between him. You can send a letter. You don't know if the president will see that letter or not. And I'm telling you, God's much higher than the office of a president. And God said, there's nobody between me and you. I'm the person you can talk to. I'm the person you can lay your burdens down. Here's the plea, but here's the person. That ought to strengthen us that God is pleading with us to pray. It ought to strengthen us that God said, I don't want secondhand information. I don't want somebody relaying it to us. You can call unto me. You can come into my presence. you can come through the blood of Jesus Christ, through the Holy Spirit. Hey, they're all three Lord, isn't that right? God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost. It's not God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost. No, they're co-equal, they're co-eternal, they're co-existent. And God said through the blood of Jesus and through the leadership of the Holy Spirit, you can come into my presence, you can lay your burden down, you can call unto me. What a person we can pray to. The most important person that you and I will have spoken to today is the Lord. The most compassionate person, the most knowledgeable, the most wisest, the most powerful, the most personal, the most loving. The words never end, do they? The person that cares more about you and me than anybody else on this earth that we will speak to today, if we speak to Him, will be the Lord. Have you called unto Him? I see here the plea. I see the person, and then I see the promise. Call unto me, and I will answer thee. God said you won't get a busy signal. God said it won't ring two times. It's not going to ring three times. There's going to be no disconnection here. God said, if you'll call unto me, I will answer thee. What a promise, amen. God said, just call, just try. You say, Brother Gravely, if I go home and pray, will He answer? That's what He said. What about tomorrow? He said He'll answer. What about in the wee hours of the morning? He said He would answer. What about when I'm not full of faith? He said He would answer. What about when it looks impossible? He said, I'll answer thee. I'm telling you, if you'll do the calling, God said, I'll do the answering. Amen? He'll never get tired of you calling. He'll never get tired of you coming. All you got to do is pray and pray and pray. Prayer still works tonight. Amen? It still works. There are things tonight that I do not know how to handle, nor things that I don't know how they're going to work out. I'm talking about my own personal life. There are things tonight that I could sit up, if I wanted to, I could sit up and worry myself sick over them, but I can't do that. But I can talk to God about it. I'm not very good at it. I don't know how to articulate words. I can't. When I come to God, my prayers are not pretty prayers. They're not very, very long prayers. I'm just being honest with you tonight. My prayer life is not nothing to brag about. It's not anything to write a book about. I read men about prayer, and I think, man, what great men of prayer. Here's how it is. You just have to pray in your own way. The individuality of prayer. I read them books and they're inspiring, but I can't pray like those men prayed. And it dawned on me one day, God never asked me to pray like they pray. You just pray the way God leads you. The Holy Spirit leads us in prayer. There's pattern to prayer. Jesus gave the pattern. He gave the promise. He gave everything that we need about. He talked about the problems. All that's in Matthew chapter 6 and Matthew chapter 7. But I'm going to tell you something. You have five children, and when they come and talk to you, this one has this personality, and they have this conversation with you, and this one's a different one. I think about all five of my grandchildren. I tell you, I love every one of them. They're all different in their own way. And some of them, when they want to ask me about something, they come the long way around. And I know where they're headed. And some of them, they don't. They just go straight to it. Like, Papa, I want this right here. It doesn't matter to me how they do it. They have their own way. They have their own personality. The bottom line is they ask, don't they? And the bottom line is I'm just waiting to give it to them. I buy all kinds of junk that kids don't need. Amen. Things, you know, like loaded with sugar and all kinds of things that can create health problems when you get older. You know what I'm talking about? Amen. Things that make some of y'all very nervous because I'm saying that. But, you know, I mean, I just got a little we got a little tray at the house. I keep it full of junk that I'm not supposed to eat any of it. But it brings me joy to fill that little tray up. And then be gone from a meeting or something and come in. And Brother Brian, when I walk in, I always walk to that tray. I walked to it the Saturday when I get in. I said, let's see what's missing. And I put beef sticks in there and Oreos and all kinds of junk, you know. And I always want to see what they took. I went to that yesterday and I thought, you know, God, He's the same way. We don't think of God that way. But He loves to be good to His children. You think God's sitting in heaven wanting you to hurt and suffer and And you think God wants bad things for you? No, He loves you. And I'm not saying God gives us everything. He's not going to give us a bunch of things in life that's going to spoil us and turn us into brats and make us, you know, not trust Him. He knows better than that. He's wiser than that. But at the same time, He said, no good thing will I withhold from you. That's what that book says. He said, all things are yours. Amen. He said, I give and it shall be given unto you. He said, call unto me and I'll answer thee. I'm telling you, there's a Father up above and He's looking down in love and He cares for me and He cares for you. And I'm telling you, God said, if you'll just ask, you have not because you ask not. I'm telling you, prayer works, friend. Prayer gets the job done. If we'll just call unto Him, hallelujah. I sit right there, I said, dear Lord, please help me tonight. And I know God hears our prayers. He answers our prayers. What a promise we have. What a promise when we don't know what to do. We can call and know that He will give an answer. Sometimes the answer God gives is His presence. He just draws near. Sometimes the answer is guidance. Sometimes it's instruction. Sometimes it's His power on display. But God always answers. Sometimes it's a still small voice. But rest assured, God will keep His word. If we'll do the first part, God will do the second. And I see here I see the promise. And then I see the power. God said, I won't just answer. But look at this next phrase. I'll show thee great and mighty things. God said, if you'll call unto me, I'll answer thee. But that's not the end of it. Not just promise. But God said, I'll show you great and mighty things. That's the power of God. You see, it's a great thing when God can take total disasters in our life and pick the pieces up and put them back together. It's a mighty thing when God can stand between us and hell. When they would love to take us down and tear us apart, and God said, that's far enough. You're not going any further. It's a great thing when God answers your prayer and saves one of your children. It's a mighty thing when you weep, and the Bible says, weeping shall endure for the night, but joy cometh in the morning. It's a mighty thing when you take a little bitty thing to God that you think is so insignificant that He would not even, it matters so much to you, but it matters, you think this matters so little to God, and the devil says there's no sense in praying about it, but you go ahead and pray about it anyway, and God does it, and you find out that the God of the big things is the God of the little things. Amen? You know what that means? When it's real big, that means He's powerful. But when He answers something real small, you know what that means? That means He's personal. Amen? And I'm glad this powerful God is a personal God tonight, and we see His power. Hey, it's a miracle that God would answer any prayer we pray tonight. Any prayer we pray. When the Lord speaks to you and I about something and gives us an answer from the greatest to the least, He shows us great mighty things. I ask you one question tonight. Can you look back through your life and can you see where God's answered prayer in your life? Can you see the big things and the little things? But wouldn't you say, no matter what it was, I see great things. I see mighty things. Some of the things that comes to my mind tonight would not even be, if I told you, it'd be the same if you told me. We would think, well, what's the big deal about that? But the big deal is this, is that we asked the Lord and He answered. Every prayer that God answers is a big deal in our life. And I want to tell you tonight, He cares about your health. He cares about your spiritual being. He cares about your home. He cares about your family. He cares about your struggles. He cares about your burdens tonight. God cares about your finances. He cares about what keeps you awake at night. He cares about your stress. He cares about your doubts. He cares about your unbelief. There's not one area of our life. Can you imagine that? There is not one single area of your life and mine that God does not care about tonight. And God said, if you'll just let me in, if you'll just open the door and say, God, would you help me here? He'll help you right there. And Lord, this is a big thing. Would you help me here? Oh, yeah, I'll help you. But now, Lord, this is a little bitty thing. I could probably do this myself, but I'm going to ask you to help me. He'll help you with the little things. You know that? I mean, God said, you just open the door. I'll walk in every room of your house. I'll work in every area of your life. I'll help you wherever you're at. That's the God we serve tonight. That's powerful, isn't it? Great things. You know, great things and mighty things, they're not always big things. I thought about one time we had a radio broadcast over here in the church. And I was struggling about keeping that broadcast going. I just felt like the time had passed and it was done. Everything's not forever, you know. But I was doing that broadcast with another brother. And he's a great brother, great, if I called his name, he's a great preacher. And we were doing that broadcast together. But I thought, well, if I get out of that, it's going to hurt that brother. He's going to probably, I just thought, he's just going to think I don't want to do this. And kind of it needed to be two of us because it was expensive and not put so much of a burden on both churches. And so there was just a lot of things there. And I was really struggling about talking to him. And I'll tell you, 2 weeks went by and I struggled with that. And I remember coming down 2A and I said, Lord, I don't want to hurt this brother. I don't want the devil to get into this. And I don't want to end something that he wanted to do as well as I did. But I don't want to put the burden on him, but I feel like it's done. And I don't know how to work this out. It probably was a small thing to anybody else. But I was coming down 2A to the parsonage there at the time. And I just prayed a little bitty prayer about that. I get to the parsonage and I walked in the house and the phone rang. And I picked the phone up and it was him. And he said, Brother Gravely, said, I need to talk to you about something. I said, what's that? He said, I don't want to hurt your feelings. Do you know where this is going by now? Yeah. He said, I don't want to hurt your feelings. He said, I just been struggling about continuing this broadcast. And he said, I don't want to put the burden. He said, everything I said to the Lord, he said it to me. Yeah. And Brother Laddie, I'm standing there. I just thought, through my mind, I thought, God is answering that prayer. That's a little thing, but all these years later, it's a big thing. You know, it's a big thing because I know that was God. Can you look back in your life about things like that you prayed about and God did that? He worked on that other end that you could not see. He's doing something. You know, God's always doing something on the other end we can't see. He's always doing that. And that's His power, isn't it? And then there's His performance. God said, I'll show you great and mighty things, and here it is, which thou knowest not. God don't think the way we think. And because of that, He don't work the way we work sometimes. He gave us a brain and He gave us a Bible, and God expects us to use both of them. So a lot of things in life are just common sense. Use the brain God gave you and make sure it lines up with the Bible. And if He wants you to do anything else, He'll work that out. But just use common sense. But I'll tell you this, God knows how to do things that goes beyond us. And sometimes when we pray about things and we map things out and we think, well, this is what needs to be done and this is how this needs to work out or this is what, it just don't sometimes. And sometimes God doesn't allow that on purpose because God has a better plan. I was praying about something 2 years ago. I was sitting in a motel room. And it was about 3 o'clock in the evening, and it wasn't a big prayer. I just bowed my head and I said, Lord, and I asked God, do you want me to do this right here? Is this what you want me to do, or do you want or not do this? That was at 3 o'clock. I went to church that night, and the preacher that I was preaching with, he got up and he preached. And in that sermon, it was a little thing, it was just a little thing. But in that sermon, God used him to tell me exactly. The Lord said, no, I don't want you to do that. And He just made it clear to me. He had a different plan. I had a plan, but God had a different plan. And sometimes in life, that's the way it is. God opens doors, He shuts doors because He knows what's best in all of our life, and we have to trust God's plan for our life. You cannot trust God's plan if you don't pray. You cannot, because you'll lean to your own. We will lean to our own understanding every time. Amen. Prayer is what pulls us back where we need to be at. Prayer is where we We talk to God about things that we don't understand, and we talk to God and we ask for wisdom. And it doesn't come sometimes when we're on our knees, but it always comes when we need it, is what I'm saying. But you have to ask. You have not. If any man lack wisdom, let him ask. That's prayer. Let him ask of God. Ask God to give you wisdom. Ask God to give you guidance. Ask God to give you directions. Why? Because He'll show you things you know not. There's been times, and we could all testify, that there's been times we've prayed about something and God would just lead in a different direction. Because God said, I'll show you great and mighty things you don't know. You see, I don't know about tomorrow. You don't know about tomorrow. I think I know some things. I think I know how things ought to go. But see, God sees further down the road than what we see. So when God changes something, when God don't allow something, when God does allow something, a lot of times it's because He knows what's down the road. He sees what we can't see. And there's times that the Lord wouldn't let me do something. I remember I thought God was going to send me to this church. I resigned my first church. And there was this other church that opened up, and I was just sure that's where I was going. And I thought, well, somebody had turned my name in there, and I thought, that's where I'm going. You know, they didn't even call me to come preach. And I thought I told my wife, I said, I think the Lord's going to put us there. They didn't even call me to come candidate. Oh, God had a different plan. And at that time, when God didn't even open up, I was discouraged about that. I thought, well, I felt like that's where God was going to put me. Years have went by. It didn't take too many years, but about 5, 7, 8 years, something like that went by. I look back, I thank God I didn't wind up there. And I thank God this is where He put me. I never planned to live in Rossville, Georgia, and many of you didn't either. But God always has a different plan, don't He? You don't know where life's going to take you, but more importantly, you don't know where the Lord's going to take you. So you have to pray. You have to seek God's face, and you have to wait. A lot of praying and a lot of waiting. Is that right? More praying, more waiting. Don't get ahead. Don't get in a hurry. Just pray and just wait. God will always do what God wants to do in His own time as we stand tonight. I don't know if you need to pray, but you obey God tonight. You do what the Holy Spirit would have you do. You trust God, you seek His face. And you know, at our best, we're so weak, but God is so strong, and prayer is the greatest strength. It is the greatest strength that any of us has tonight. And He gives us hope in a hopeless situation. Lord, I want to thank You tonight. God, we're all just weak vessels, earthen vessels. And we lift our eyes to You tonight because we all need You. Lord, we need You tonight. God, help You people. I don't know the burdens. And if I did, I couldn't help these people. But You can, oh God. You can help all of us. You're the great burden bearer tonight. Lord, we love You. This church loves You. We thank You for all the times You've passed by our way. I pray You keep doing that. Oh, Lord, help tonight. God, be what we need You to be. We know You will.